Monday the 6th of August.
Good morning. This week's Sedra Parshas Re'eh opens up an interesting topic about Parnassa. And the Torah talks about the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah says, Le'sa'ameh es levavcha ve'le'sikpoit es yadcha. You shouldn't harden your heart, you shouldn't close your hand. And the pasuk continues, Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev achecha. Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev achecha, because poor men or destitute people were not seized from within your land. And on this pasuk, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Aleph says that panosa, the difficulty with panosa, poverty, is a galgal hachoyzer ba'olam. Ponad the Beirat Yishmoel, the Gemara brings this pasuk, Ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev achecha. It's a galgal shu hachoyzer ba'olam. It's a wheel which turns round. Shimahu loyba, if he doesn't have difficulty with the panosa, ba benoi, bein benoi loyba, ben benoi ba. And this is like a gzeira in the bria of anius. This gzeira of anius seems to extend itself to individuals as well. There's a Gemara in Nida, that Tezayin, where the Gemara says that before every person gets created, the Malach comes and takes the neshama in front of the Kisei HaKavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks several questions. The first question he asks is, Tipozuma Teheolel, Giboy Oy Cholosh. Is he going to be physically strong or is he going to be weak? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers and decides. The next question he asks is, Oshir Oy Oni. Is he going to be wealthy or Oni? Is he going to have a difficult time with his panosa? And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Chochom Oy Tipesh. Kishbach answers, will he be intelligent or not so intelligent? Chacham etipesh. From this Gemara, it sounds like that everyone's fate or everyone's characteristics has been sort of predestined before you've been born. And this raises a very difficult question, and that is, that why are we davening every day? We daven chaneinu me'itcha, we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for das, for knowledge, for intelligence, if it's already been decided. Chacham, a tipesh, then what's the point of davening? Baruch aleinu et hashon azoy yas panasa, be decided, osher ayoni. The answer to this question lies in the words of the Mabit. There's a Mabit, fantastic Mabit, in the Sefer Beis Lekim, Shara Tfilah Siman Tefillah. Beis Lekim puts down the following yisod. He says, we need to know that every single tefillah that a person davens throughout his lifetime, tefillah choyva, tefillah nedava, every tefillah gets unanswered. There's no such thing as an unanswered tefillah. Has to achieve. And if it won't help for you, it'll help for your children. If not for your children, for your grandchildren. And if not for future generations, it'll help for you, but not maybe exactly the way you asked it, or the way you structured your tefillah, it'll help b'doim aloi, for a similar thing. But tefillah is a metzias, it's factual, it has to provide and bring out some, produce something. And he brings the pasuk, b'char b'yu b'kashti, Yaakov Avinu said, b'char b'yu b'kashti, and the Targum says, b'tzloisi b'ba'usi, tefillah is compared to a sword, a very sharp sword. You take a very sharp sword and you cut it through a piece of meat. You can't put the sword through the meat and say, I'll put the sword through the meat and it shouldn't cut. It's a metzias, it's a fact, it has to cut. Tefillah b'cherev, it has to achieve. And the Mabit brings two proofs. It brings one raya for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that he should go into Eretz Yisrael. He heard the decree that he wouldn't be allowed to Eretz Yisrael. He was mispalel. If you look at it in the parsha, on the face of it, it seems as if his tefillahs went unanswered and he wasn't allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mabit, impossible. Tefillah has to achieve. And he said it didn't help exactly, but helped b'doim aloi. Because as I'll say, when he was told to go up to the top of the mountain, Aleh Rosh HaPisgah, he looked at Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal say he didn't just look at the territory of Israel, the borders of Israel, ad hayom ha'acharon, ad hayom ha'acharon. He saw dor dor v'doshav. He saw all the generations, everything that was happening in Israel throughout the years. It was as if he'd lived through Israel. He'd been there and he experienced Israel, and that was only as a result of his tefillah. The other ayah that the Mabit brings is from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu davened that Sidon should not be overturned. He asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's 50 tzaddikim, 45 tzaddikim, 40 tzaddikim, and the Ramban said he stood from morning to night and he davened. And here again, his tefillahs look like totally unanswered. Sidon was destroyed, overturned. Says the Mabit, he said there was one person saved from Sidon, and that was Lot. Lot was saved, he says, in the tchus of Tfilat Avraham Avinu. From Lot came Ruth. From Ruth came David HaMelech, HaMelech HaMashiach. So those tfilas achieved nothing less than producing Melech HaMashiach. So tfilas have to, it's a Messias, they have to get answered in some form, they have to achieve. That's a Yisod, which is a bit that. And the addition to that is actually, which we need to know, is that the Ramban says, when we talk about tefillahs getting answered, that has nothing to do with tchusim. You can have no tchusim, no merit, you can be a rosha. In fact, the Ramban says that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim have no tchusim. Halolu, balolu, oiv d'avoid azor. V'atal shavosom el elokim min ho avoid, says the Ramban, their tefillahs were answered. The Geula came about through their tefillahs. Hatal shalvosam elikim, says Ramban. Hatfila ain't no shayach l'chutz. You can have no chutzim. When you daven, he davens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria a mitzias, a fact, a mitzias, a koyach, that if you daven, that tefillah has to get answered. You can be a rosh, you can have no chutzim. You daven. V'chav yuvakashti. The Medrash Shmuel just wanted to tell you the Loshon of the Medrash Shmuel, because it's a beautiful Loshon of the Medrash Shmuel. The Medrash Shmuel says, Yesh Tefillah Shemeelet Miyad. All those tefillahs that get answered straight away. Yesh Tefillah Shemeelet La'acha Shalosh Yomim. Yesh Tefillah Shemeelet La'acha Shloshim Yomim. It takes 30 days. Yesh Tefillah Shemeelet La'acha Shloshim Shana. That's the Loshon of the Medrash Shmuel. But those tefillahs have gone up and they are there and they have to achieve something. The Meiri, the Maral, the Mashal all say the following. It's true, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided Oshira Oni, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu given that decision, the Malach asked the question Oshira Oni, very difficult to change Oni. There's one thing in the world that can change it, and that is tefillah. Ein mazal liYisrael, that means the person was put in the mazal of Anius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you are going to be born in the mazal of Anius. Yes, it's very difficult to change. You're in the mazal of Tipshut. There's one thing in the world that can change it, and that's the power of tefillah. The power of tefillah can change a chokom, a tipesh, oshir, and Oni, Shrin Oshir, that is the Koyach. I'd just like to share you a story which I saw in a Sefer, it's written in the Abdomah of the Sefer. I think it's a well-known story, but maybe we'll appreciate it better. The story goes of this Bocha, his name was Pesach Pruskin. Pesach Pruskin was learning in the Mir, that's right. He was learning in the Mir just before, it was before the war, 30, 40 years before, it was just after the First World War. Pesach Pruskin was learning in Mir, and he learned with tremendous diligence. He was a great Masmid, but he wasn't blessed with great intelligence. But he learned Basmodi Gedola, and he got married, and he continued to learn in the Mir. One day, he was sitting at a shtender learning, and he heard a group of the Choshiva, older, elite, bachur in the yeshiva discussing a kasha. Learning about the Kama at the time, and he heard this kasha, and he had an answer to the question. He plucked up all his guts, and he went and he went up to the Bokrim and to the Chobat Teret or Bayakasha, I got a Teret. He went and said over the Teret. As soon as he finished the Teret, they all burst out laughing. It was completely wrong. It was off the mark. And Pesach Pruskin went back to Shtender and he put his hand on Shtender and put his head in his hand. He cried himself into a deep sleep, a deep trance. And in that sleep, he heard, like a mare, he had a vision, a coil, said to him, Pesach, Pesach, all your tefillahs, your mispalel, the das, the bina, the gathered, been answered, open up your eyes, and you will see that the mayonai, hachokhma, the wellsprings of wisdom have been opened up to you, and you will grow in Torah. He opened up his eyes, and he started learning, and suddenly, everything is glor nichtig. And this Pesach Pruskin became one of the gedolei Harosh Yeshivas in Lissa. Moshe Feinstein writes, he was his Rebbe Muvet, he had in his yeshiva gedolim. He brought out two svarim, Chidushei Pesach Mikovrin, every oyster in the world, in the yeshiva world, got it too. And then there in the Hagdoma, he writes this story. In Hagdoma, the Sefer, this story. When I heard this story, thinking to myself, when the Malach came with the neshama of Pesach Pruskin and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the question, Chocham or Tipesh? What was the answer? Definitely Tipesh. Tipesh. But through the power of Tefillah, he managed to change that muzzle. And he became a chacham. He became a chacham. He changed his teva, his whole nature, his whole teva. He pulled himself out of his muzzle. He changed his very mahut, his characteristics. He became a chacham. He became a chacham. And that's pshat in the Ovos, the Ovos, the Imois. Api teva couldn't have children. They didn't have a rechem. They didn't even have the kalim to have children. Like the Shvoka said to Avraham Avinu, same Itzpak Nino Shachar, go out of your muzzles, ein muzzle Yisrael. A Yid can lift himself out through his tefillah, through his mouth and tovim, and change the teva, actually change the teva, change the teva. So, tefillah is a koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in, you daven, just daven, daven, I've got no schutim, I've done very little Torah, little mouth and tovim, doesn't matter. You stand and done. That tefillah has to produce, has to achieve. It's a mitzvah. It's a fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. There are no conditions attached, but there is one condition attached. And the Mabit says there are no conditions attached. That means there's no external conditions. You just have to daven. You need no chutzim. There's just one internal condition. And that is kavona talev. Kavona. Die Machavei, in the Perush HaMilas, Ula Avdoi, Bechol Levavchem, Eizehu Avoida, Shebeleib, Du Tfila, yet the heart has to speak. Ula Avdoi, Bechol Levavchem, Eizehu Avoida, Shebeleib, Du Tfila, the condition is, there has to be Kavona Saleh. How does it work, this magic? You daven and it works. I've got no chutzim. You daven, it changes the teva. Changes the teva. I'd like to tell you what the Chovas Halvavos says. Two lines of the Chovas Halvavos. Fantastic Chovas Halvavos. He says like this. So what happens is, when he stands and davens, so let's say before Shemena Esra, he starts standing in a certain madrega. And he stands and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. You are the provider, you're in charge, everything comes from you. Give me panosa, help me, give me refuah, give me ish. What happens is, says the Chovas Halvavos, after Shemena Esra, this Yid is an ahai madrega of emunah. He's looking at everything differently. He sees the world is not in his control. He's a different person before his davening to after his davening. When a person davens, he elevates himself, he changes. There's the Chovas Halvavos, the Gzeira, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in you, doesn't apply, you're a different person. It's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chocham Tipesh, Oshirani, but you're not the same person. Tefillah with Kavonis Alei changes the person, that the gezeira doesn't apply to you anymore. And the greater the kavanas aleiv, and the greater the money that comes through the tefillah, the greater the change, and the more you've pulled yourself out of that gezeira, of that mazel, and your whole teva can actually change. The Chayva Savoda says. I'd like to share with you a story which I recently heard, and I had I tell you what I learned from that story. A fantastic story. It's a story that somebody, the Yid, called Reb Motche Lambinsky. He was the son of the old Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, the Nifter, the Zokin. Just before he was Nifter, he called his son in. And he said, I want to tell you a story which I've never told anybody, which I want you to say over at the Levaya. And I heard this story from somebody who was actually present at the Levaya. He said over the following story. This Motche Lambinsky was a young bocher learning in the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva in Rabin. His father, Moshe Lambinsky, was the Rosh Yeshiva of Rabin with the Chofetz Chaim. He was a 22-year-old bocher learning by the Chofetz Chaim. In the year 1928, the Chofetz Chaim became very ill, critically ill. And this young bocher, Lambinsky, Mamot Lambinsky, was 22, was learning in Rabin. Chofetz Chaim was already very old, 1928, and Klal Yisrael was davening for the Chofetz Chaim. And this bocher, Mamot Lambinsky, was also davening. And one night, within the Beit HaMedrash, he got very emotional. He was overwhelmed with emotion. And he went up to the Aron HaKodesh. And he opened up the Aron HaKodesh. And he said, spoke to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and he said, if you let the Chofetz Chaim live, I'm prepared to give away 5 years of my life that the Chofetz Chaim should live. That's what he said in Tosef Tfilis. The next morning, he gets a message that Chofetz Chaim wants to speak to him. He comes in, and Chofetz Chaim is lying in the bed, unbelievably weak, and motions to him to come over, barely audible, just about hear what he's saying. And Chofetz Chaim said to him, I know what you did last night. Chofetz Chaim, Ruach HaKodesh, and your zchut, Philip announced. But don't think you'll lose out of it. I give you a bracha, tarichas yomim v'shonim. Chofetz Chaim actually lived 5 more years. It's Nifter 1933, and this Motche Lambinsky, just before he was Nifter, called in his son and said, "I want you to say over this story of the Ravaya. He lived a ripe old age, and I want this to be a chizuk." In Emuna, tell over the story. When I heard the story, I thought to myself, it's unbelievable. Everybody was davening for the Chofetz Chaim. All Polish Jewry, Lithuanian Jewry, Russian Jewry, the Chofetz Chaim was the gadol, the recognized gadol of all of Klal Yisrael. Why would this young 22-year-old tefillah answered for all the... The answer must be, if he was prepared to give away 5 years of his life, I can imagine the emotion. His fillers were soaked with such feelings, with such labor, such heart. And those were the fillers that must have penetrated Shemayim. Because tefillah is, the essence is the kavanah saleh. The kavanah saleh, that is the tochen of the tefillah. And the greater the power, the greater the power the tefillah has. If we understand this, we'll understand what Rabbeinu Bachaye says. Rabbeinu Bachaye says that it's not only tefillah, it's not only when we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bakosha that has the power of tefillah. He says Shira is exactly the same gematria as tefillah. Shira is 515 and tefillah is 515. Rabbeinu Bachaye says when a man praises, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Shira has the same power as Tfilah. Why is Shira? I just stand thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I haven't asked him for any of my needs. Why does it have the same power as Tfilah? The answer is, if Shira elevates the person, and if Shira brings you to a higher Madrega of Amunah, and change as a result of the Shira, then it has the same working, the same effect as the Tfilah. It pulls you out of the muzzle. You're not the same person. By thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing everything comes from Him, then it elevates you to that the Gezerah and the Teva and the Mazla you were born in will not apply to you anymore. And that's why Bichasamozen Ashiyotza, the Sfarim say, a person says Ashiyotza the Kavona, Ashiyotza the Kavona is a Segula for health. Now Ashiyotza has got no Bakosha, there's no request. Or we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Gesund. We just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating us with such a wondrous body and the way it works. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why, by saying Ashiyotza, do we get a segula for Gesund? The answer is Shira. Shira and Tfila have the same power. And Bichas HaMozen, Mr. Buras brings already, Bichas HaMozen is a real segula for Panosa. Say Bichas HaMozen, the Kavona, and a lot of Bichas HaMozen is really praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of it isn't even connected to food, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally for Klal Yisrael going through Mitzrayim and looking after us, but thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within it we thank Him for the food. That Shira has the same Koyach as Tfilah, and it can change from a Oni to an Oshir and actually change a person's muzzle. I'd just like to mention to you a Yaros Devash, because it's a wonderful Yaros Devash, and it was a chiddush to me. The Yaros Devash of Yonis and Ivishit says that in Halacha we paskin, Halacha is, or in Shabura, that's not a chiddush, that you're allowed to add your own bakoshes, your own requests in Shemona Esra. And you can do this in any language, whatever you're familiar with, English, French, Yiddish, and there's two places you can do it, Nishma Kaleinu, Fanechom Akeinu Rekom Al Tishiveinu, you can add your own requests, or before Eitz Shalom, before Aliyah L'Rotzen, you can add your own needs, and Shabru says that's fine, L'chatchila, the Yaar Zavash, Reis Arishit says, that the main tefillahs which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for are those additional requests. Even though, of course, the Nusach of Shemini Esra is the Nusach which the Anshei Knesset HaGoyim made, and within it lies great kavanah. However, says the Yaros Devash, when a person, a Yid, davens for his own issues, even though they're the most mundane possible trivial issues, but for him they're important, then what's going to happen is, says the Yarsash, those are going to be the tefillahs that are going to come from the depth of the heart. Those tefillahs that a person says in his own language, with his own Mekirei Talev, says the Yarsash, those are the tefillahs which are La'ovdei B'chol Levavchem Eizah Avodah Shebelei, those are the tefillahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treasures. And therefore, even though you might think, I'm asking for my own very sort of not such important needs, but to me they're important, those are the most treasured fillers which HaKadosh Baruch Hu awaits. That was a great chiddush to me. So he said it's important that person stands in the beginning of his day, in the middle of his day, and sees ahead just even little issues which might be on his mind, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me siyata d'shamaya, help me with this, help me through, and he does that with a heart. Then those tefillahs are actually ke'ilu, the most important part of the davening. Talking about panosa, seems to be, and we've only got 2-3 minutes left, but seems to be in panosa, even if a person had a gzeira of oshir, panosa will not come without davening. Panos is linked to tefillah because the pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says v'chotzia chasod eterem yeh ba'oretz. The pasuk says on Tuesday, on the third day of the week, all vegetation was created. However, v'chotzia chasod eterem yeh ba'oretz, it did not start growing. Ki lo hintir Hashem till man was created in the 6 days, says Rashi, where the man was there to daven for rain, that the rain should come down, the vegetation didn't grow. And we learn from here, many mafashim bring from here, that panosa, vegetation is the symbol of panosa, will not come until the person davens. Until, even though it's ready there, within the ground, vegetation is ready to be grown, but you hadn't been prayed for, and you hadn't turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the panosa will not come out. That even the gzeira of Osher will only be merited with the link, the missing link, and that is to daven for the panosa. Boyre nefoshos rabos v'chetroinon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specially made this world that we need panosa. We need things to fill our livelihood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up in a way that you're missing something. I need every day, I need sustenance, I need basic food, clothing. Every day of my life, I need to have panosa. Boyer in the Foshus Rabbit HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many of the Chesroinon and their needs. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu set that in that way? Because he wants us to daven. If we don't daven, Chas V'Sholem, the panosa can be ready. Peseach es yodecha, open up your hand. And Hilton says the reason why Peseach es yodecha was set in the Aleph base of Ashrei, Aleph base symbolizes Teva. Even when you're doing your Teva, when you think you've done everything you can do, if you haven't got in the middle of tefillah, Peseach es yodecha, you are not mispalel, then Chas V'Sholem, that panosa will not come about. So it's true, ki lo yechdal evyon mikarev achem. It's true that there is a gzeira that poor people, destitute people will never cease within your land. But through tefillah, we can actually save ourselves and change a gzeira from Oni to Oshir. And if you look at this line of Gemara in Shabbos again, when it brings this topic now, Sedrik, Lo Yechdal Evi Mekarev Achecho, Tanya Rebeloza Kappa Oimer, La oilam yevakesh adam rachamim al midazu. Shim hu loy ba benoy. Then benoy loy ba, then benoy ba. Gal dal hu shechayze ba oilam. La oilam yevakesh rachamim. If you mevakesh rachamim, it can actually fill it with the power which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to change your metzias, and every tefillah will get answers and will achieve. Not exactly for the thing you asked for, but zoyim eloi. It will achieve, maybe not now, but it will bring about payers. The Shabbos is to help us. Yirat Zoyim, Shittis Kabil, Kol Filatein, Lerof.